Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 180 Days of Reading for Fifth Grade Practice, Assess, Diagnose by Margot Kinberg, is a standards-based daily reading practice workbook designed for use across a full school year. Written for fifth grade learners and the adults who support them, it organizes instruction into manageable, repeatable lessons that focus on core literacy goals. Across 180 short sessions, students work with increasingly complex passages and respond to questions and tasks that build reading comprehension and critical thinking. The program also emphasizes word study and fluency-related skills through consistent routines that help students practice key strategies such as making inferences, summarizing, and responding to what they read. Because the format is predictable, it can be used in classrooms, intervention settings, or at home, while also making progress monitoring more straightforward. As the subtitle suggests, the workbook is designed not only for practice, but also for quick, informal assessment, helping teachers and parents identify strengths, gaps, and next steps as students move toward middle school literacy demands. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a full year structure built around consistent daily routines. A defining feature of the workbook is its 180-day scope, which mirrors a typical school year and supports the idea that reading improvement comes from sustained, routine practice. Each day presents a short set of tasks that students can complete without a large setup cost, making the resource practical for busy classrooms and home schedules. The week-to-week consistency matters because it reduces cognitive load. Students spend less time figuring out what to do and more time practicing how to read closely and respond thoughtfully. For educators, the predictable structure also helps with planning. A teacher can assign the same type of activity cycle across groups while differentiating through pacing, support, or discussion rather than constantly switching materials. For families, the routine can make independent practice more realistic since expectations are clear and manageable. Over time, the incremental approach supports skill accumulation, with passages and tasks designed to gradually push students toward more sophisticated comprehension and reasoning appropriate for fifth grade. Secondly, reading comprehension and critical thinking as the central emphasis, the workbook prioritizes comprehension and critical thinking by asking students to do more than recall details. The daily exercises guide students to interpret what they read, connect ideas, and justify answers based on textual evidence. Key comprehension behaviors typically practiced in this kind of program include identifying main ideas, understanding supporting details, drawing logical inferences, and producing summaries that reflect accurate understanding. The tasks also encourage students to respond to literature and informational text in ways that strengthen academic reading habits, such as explaining how a conclusion was reached or noting how information in a passage fits together. Because the questions recur across many days, students repeatedly practice the same cognitive moves, which is important for transfer to classroom tests and independent reading. The overall design aligns with the goal of preparing fifth graders for the increased complexity of upper elementary and middle school reading, where students are expected to analyze, not just decode or skim. Thirdly, word studies support within authentic reading practice alongside comprehension. The workbook incorporates word study as a recurring strand, reinforcing that vocabulary and word knowledge are critical to understanding complex texts. Rather than treating words in isolation, a daily reading format allows students to encounter and work with words in context, which supports both meaning making and retention. Word study in a fifth grade workbook commonly includes attention to word meaning, relationships among words, and strategies for determining meaning from context, all of which help students handle unfamiliar language in grade level passages. This emphasis is especially relevant as students move into texts with denser academic vocabulary and more nuanced phrasing. The repeated integration of word-focused tasks within reading sessions also helps teachers and parents identify whether a student is struggling because of vocabulary gaps, weak strategy use, or comprehension breakdowns unrelated to word knowledge. By keeping word study connected to what students are reading, the book supports practical, transferable literacy growth. Fourthly, progressive text complexity to build stamina and readiness. The workbook is designed with passages that increase in complexity across the year, a progression that supports both skill development and reading stamina. Starting with accessible material helps students establish success with the routine and the question types, while later passages raise the level of challenge as students become more comfortable. This gradual increase reflects a realistic instructional arc. Students need repeated practice with comprehension strategies before they can reliably apply them to more demanding texts. Increasing complexity can mean more layered ideas, tighter logical structure, more advanced vocabulary, or less explicit information that requires inference. For fifth graders, this scaffolding is important because it bridges the gap between upper elementary texts and the more rigorous reading expectations that follow. It also gives adults a built-in way to observe growth over time, since students' responses to later passages can reveal whether they have developed stronger analysis skills and can maintain focus on longer or more conceptually challenging readings. Lastly, built-in opportunities to assess, diagnose, and monitor progress, as indicated by the subtitle Practice, Assess, Diagnose. The workbook is designed not only for daily work, but also for monitoring learning. The consistent activity types make it easier to compare performance over time and spot patterns such as frequent errors with inference, weak summarizing, or difficulty integrating details. For teachers, this supports quick formative assessment without needing separate testing materials, since students' written responses can be reviewed for accuracy and reasoning. For parents and tutors, the same structure supports targeted help. If a student repeatedly struggles with a specific kind of question, the adult can model a strategy, discuss a passage together, and then return to independent practice the next day. The presence of guidance such as clear instructions and an answer key helps streamline checking and feedback, which is essential when time is limited. Overall, the assessment and diagnostic angle positions the book as a practical tool for intervention, reinforcement, and steady skill tracking across a year. In conclusion, this ebook is best suited for fifth grade students who need structured, daily reading practice, as well as teachers, interventionists, tutors, and parents looking for a reliable routine that supports comprehension growth. Its biggest benefit is practicality short. Consistent lessons make it easier to build a habit of close reading, while the repeated question types help students internalize core strategies, such as summarizing, making inferences, and explaining answers using information from the text. Because the passages increase in complexity, the program can support both confidence and readiness, gradually moving students toward the kind of reading expected in later grades. For adults, the value extends beyond practice. The format and built-in checking tools make it easier to monitor progress and diagnose where a student is getting stuck, enabling more focused support than a generic reading log. Compared with many workbooks that offer disconnected skill pages, this resource stands out for its year-long sequence, predictable structure, and emphasis on integrating comprehension, word study, and critical thinking within daily reading. It works well as a backbone resource for independent practice, small group reinforcement, or at-home supplementation across the school year. If you would like to support Margot Kinberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.